Knock and Hay Productions presents Retreat.
Written and produced by Andy Ipakshi and Evan McCann. Episode 5.
Scrumptious. Vegan chicken free Kiev and nectarines. Perfect. And so unusual.
Una found them last night, on last night's skip dive. Cigarette, Mary? She found them too. Damp, but strong.
Fuck, lovely, thanks. How's the sculpture going, Agnes?
Una's out looking for an old TV aerial during her walk to the dump. That will be the pièce de la résistance.
I'm quite determined to finish scrubbing the audio.
You will share it.
Oh, yes, I do. With the entire world.
Good for you.
Righto, that's the spirit, Gunter. Oh, dear, pardon me. Mary, how's your villanelle going?
Well, I've written an elegy to Kathleen herself, but it is an dactylic hexameter, which might be best suited to an epic.
You're a genius, Mary. Kathleen's journey was clearly epic. Humble beginnings, fame, Michael's death.
Oh, her grief. No mother deserves to lose a child. Such a good man, too.
Awful accident. So mysterious.
Perhaps the elegy is inappropriate. I may get ARSC to cooperate.
Oh, forget ARSC. Go with the flow.
I'm duty bound to write at least 2 elegies per quarter. My ARSC membership could be revoked.
Isn't it better to be free? My art has no rhyme, no reason.
Some say your sculpture meanders in utter confusion. I say that's what is so deeply intriguing.
Exactly. Look at our host, Una. Her manic hoarding is like poetry in motion to me. This B&B could be your inspiration too, Mary.
That's all very nice, and yes, but that's not how poetry works, I'm afraid.
In a nutshell, Agnes, Mary thrives as a boxed-in poet. She's admired across the world exactly for her containment and discipline. Oh, dear me, pardon me. Spot of wind.
Fava bean tea may help that, dear. There's some in the saucepan next to the goat's drinking bowl there.
Thank you. Now, what was the ARSC reply when you warned them about Megacore's intervention?
Now, Barney, contacting ARSC is not as straightforward as you might think. For starters, it requires the use of flag semaphore.
No. Really? That is rather complicated. Would a cricket flag do?
I found a flag stashed away in Seamus Heaney's old footlocker and I stood in the ferry fort to make signals.
Oh, so resourceful, old girl.
Thank you, Barney. We can expect an ARSE reply soon via carrier pigeon.
Splendid. While you were up at the house, did you see poor old Bridget?
Yes, still up in the tree protesting. She's buried herself in fairly deep. Man from the kitchen seems to befriend her and he feeds her lovely beetroot crisps.
Aha! The crunching explains some of the interference on my audio visuals. They are camping. Yeah.
Camping. That's what I'll do too. This place has become far too pedantic. No offense.
None taken, dear. Oh, but Agnes, dear, you missed the latest.
Oh, yes. Agnes, put down your putty for a moment and just listen.
Una went up to ask the builders for wood scraps for our fireplace. Really does get so cold in here with the broken windows. But anyway, so by and by, one of the builders mentioned the house ghost.
Oh no, not this again. Au secours, ghosts, fairies, magic. Stop, blair.
Listen, listen. The ghost was wandering, kicking around and swearing like a sailor. She shared the bejesus out of the builders. So much so that Megacore had to ship in a whole crew.
Where does Megacore even find so much manpower in this tiny town?
Knowing bloody Megacore, they probably have fleets of indentured servants at the ready. They're such
dirty rascals.
Steady on, Mary. Such strong language. Oh, bloody hell. Pardon me.
Barney, shall we share the last of the chicken-free chicken Kiev?
No, thank you, Mary. My fava bean tea has yet to kick in.
Mother sweet divine, I can't hear myself think. Artists don't need none of that stuff. Jacuzzis, fountains and bidets indeed.
I tried the Japanese toilet, Nora. Have a go yourself. Get a good squirt up there in the fanny.
Teresa, honestly.
Did you see Joe the postman today?
What are you waiting for? A red velvet apron to match the gold towel rails in the ensuite.
Oh, Nora, an email said my DNA tests are on the way. In no time, I'll meet my daddy. He'll take me home.
Ah, Teresa. Now, don't get your hopes up too much. You never know.
You'd miss me, wouldn't you, Nora?
Oh, my box stays burnt to a crisp. That's what we get for chit-chat. Now, if you'll see Jajetsky Heidi here, and if she spots you, she'll toss you out head first. Then Barney, then me.
I'm glad I dropped curry on her blueberry silk suit. Who does she think she is anyway?
Mulberry and like it or whatnot. She's lovely Kathleen's rotten niece.
Where's your kitchen man today?
Oh, mother of God, Teresa, hide. It's Jajetsky with the neon pink hard hat and matching shoes. And shh, or once in your life.
Nora, alone, are we? Where's our other chef? He's such a star.
I've been the only cook here since you were in pigtails.
No time for memory road. Follow me. Melanie from HR here wants to have a word with you about your upcoming retirement.
Retirement? Sure, that's years away.
No, Nora. At Megacore, we believe in fluid human capital transitions.
This has been my home since your cousin died, Skye, and you know that.
You bitch! Yeah.
Child, get back! I'll handle Skye!
Just you try to get rid of Nora!
Nora!
Harbouring a disgraced ex-employee is in violation of Clause 243.B of your employment agreement. Melanie, give the cook her P45 and find my star chef. Goodbye, Nora.
But you can't! My pension!
Oh, that'll teach you. Disciplinary issues can cancel pension entitlements. Maliki will escort you out by the scruff of your filthy necks if you don't vacate now. Melanie, get a crew in there to disinfect the place and change the locks.
But we've nowhere to go. Down, Teresa, down! We're better than her. You'll win today, Skye, but I can tell you, Missy, we'll be back, and I'll bite you myself, hard.
Yeah, you tell her, Nora. Let me just use the fancy loo one more time, Skye, and then I'll be gone in a flush. Maliki, there you are. Oh, who's your dustbag friend? Release her neck.
Now, tell Miss Jajetsky who you are.
That big tug was dragging her down the stairs like a sack of potatoes. So I wasn't. Her covered with a cloud of thick white dust.
It was no ghost. Nora's right.
This all happened on the back stairs.
Yes, ma'am. While we were being thrown out, she was being pulled in by her neck. It could have easily been our necks.
Those stairs lead to Damien's suite.
We've been here for one night. That whippersnapper has created mayhem. I've a mind to march right up there and give Skye a piece of my mind.
And I'm coming with you.
I am right behind you. I'll summon an army of stoats if required.
Ah, my ears!
Ah!
A digital stoat whistle. I designed it myself. One toot to attack or two toots to mate. Vichu!
Vive la révolution! Marchons!
That's the spirit.
You all should test those toilets.
Come on, Una. Tracer, grab Una's wig.
Raise your ARSE flag high, Mary.
Thank you.
lord. Look at all the fans. Jacuzzis R Us, B-Day World, Arabia Carpeterium. What the bloody hell?
Look, it's Damien. Yahoo! Damien!
Oh, lord. He's with your one, the ghost. Well, the not ghost.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry. Let me explain. This is Frida.
She is a secret lover or a ghost?
She is my ghost writer. I'm deeply ashamed to have hidden her.
I knew it.
Why in heaven's name did you?
Are you hiding others up there?
I detected her frequency weeks ago. But why not write yourself?
Well, I simply don't know how to write, but I have a desperate thirst to see my name on a shelf, so I hired Frida.
Is she the one who's been sneaking the Viscount biscuits at night?
Yes. I was blindsided when Skye whipped me away in the helicopter. I just left her to fend for herself, just like Captain Ismay on the Titanic. I took the lifeboat and left my passenger to her fate. Ismay spent the rest of his life in shame in Connemara.
Oh, how awful. Connemara?
Poor Frida was still in the room when the ceiling fell. She's covered in dust and traumatized and won't speak a word. She just moans. Please forgive me, Frida. The book will be released in your name. I'm taking you to the hospital.
Well, that was a bloody turn up for the books. Funny old boy, Damien. I should have asked him if he'll be footing Frida's hospitality bill, or will I bill her directly?
Not now, Barney. Let's confront Skye.
Hey, Teresa, your little ghost is in fact a history writer. Perhaps your fairies write chiclet, no?
Now you just leave Teresa alone.
It solves nothing, Frenchie. Sure, she's hardly been here since I was a child, was she? Explain the cold hands, the songs.
Enough already with the bickering. From now on, we're a team. Look over there. Madam Big Britches herself is heading our way.
Well, well, well. What motley crew do we have here? All you're missing is Scooby-Doo.
Explain yourself. Where's my credit card machine? And what's with all the renovation trucks and bellhops?
This dump is getting a much-needed facelift.
I'm in charge of this dump, not you.
Oh, golly. Bad break, Barney. Your employment was just terminated. Melanie, Form P45.
Oh, but you're a wee bit devil. But ARSE is on our side.
Oh, goodness me. ARSE, really?
I messaged them myself.
Oh, catch up, Mary. Megacore merged with your bloody ARSE last night.
You can take ARSE from me, but you can't take my poetry.
Well, that's the last thing I want to do, dear Mary. Melanie, fetch the yank. Let her explain to them.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Shh. Vacation time is over, folks. Oh, I love this part. Listen.
Masterpieces, they're just like lays of power, doing nothing like parasites.
Masterpieces? They're all just lays around doing nothing like parasites.
Agnes's art is just piled up junk glued with sawdust and a half-dead dog.
Agnes's art is just piled up junk glued with sawdust and a half-dead dog. Stop it, Skye. Stop it. Why are you doing this? You guys, I'm so sorry.
Well, I think everything she said is pretty accurate. You've proven nothing, Zhezhetsky. Nothing.
I'm a nobody, too. My so-called art career, it's solely based on some radio station contest prizes.
I'm a nobody, too. My so-called art career, it's solely based on some radio station contest prizes.
Shannon, what have you done?
It's your fault, Barney. You've created Club Med for freeloaders, which is exactly what Nana Cathy stated must not happen.
I'll have you know I am no freeloader.
Oh, be quiet. We've had enough of your drivel. Your poetry's bad enough.
How dare you speak to the woman I love in this way?
Look, Barney, you love me.
Aha! Melanie, we are witnesses to this Me Too revelation. Barney just admitted to sexual impropriety with a resident under his direction. Could mean jail for you.
Barney has always been a perfect gentleman, I'll attest to that.
Huh. And you, Mary, fraternizing with a non-artist. Your membership of ARSE is revoked with immediate effect.
Malarkey! Oh, thank God. Tell them I was just sharing my emotional vulnerability with you privately as a way to bond. Sweetie?
I'd be telling them nothing, except I've had enough of ye. Get off my family's ancestral lands and stay off. And as for you, Shannon, I've had better rides on my lawnmower.
Do escort them all to the new hydraulic gate, Malarkey.
Oh, Skye, you promised to introduce me to Ivanka and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, do shut up, you whimpering, social-climbing little simpleton.
Gunter, now's the time to call in the King Stoughton's troops.
Nope. I guess it only works at night. Sorry about that, guys.
Get out of my house!
Bridget! Oh, Bridget, please!
Go away! You heard Skye. We're not real cousins, so go back to America.
I care about you.
Fake. Not true, you're fake. Just like your nails.
Okay, you're right, but watch.
Not watching, not listening.
Quit levitating for a mini second. Look! See? I ripped them all off. All 10 of them. I only have stubs now. Look just like you. No more fake nails. See?
Whoa. Too late. The fairies even greeted us with halos and double rainbows, but you chose Malarkey, a serpent.
I was just like a smidge away from enlightenment. Nudge me to the other side of good. For forever. Bridget! You still have your healing power.
I do? You really think so? I mean, tough karma.
I know I messed everything up, but since I met you and the others, I see things differently.
I'm not listening. My ears are but mere energy appendages.
I don't care if we don't win a prize. I just want to share our collaboration with the world.
Prove it.
I have nowhere else to go. Skye will find other artists for the exhibition.
I'm in the doghouse as well.
Now that the king is impotent, the caravan of Irish stoats need me. They need me now more than ever.
My chateau is sublet to a rock band, Roses and Guns. My sculpture must be shown, for art cuts deeper than any guillotine.
Oh, Lord. I've let you all down. I'm no Churchill. Folks, we have no choice but to capitulate. Let's go to the hall and accept all Megacore's conditions. Why is Skye so callous?
Well, she didn't lick that off the grass. Her dead father followed his famous sister to Hollywood and used her good name to attract starry-eyed girls while Skye's mother pimped them out. We tried to sweeten her up, but there was nothing doing. She refused carbs even back then. She'd scald my buttered barn breath. Hey, where'd y'all go? Hey, wait for me, Teresa!
Tang? It's Shannon!
You bursting melon girl, you! You got my email? So, I need to learn to split stitch, and you need to teach me, okay? Shit, wait, sorry. First things first. Tang, how are you?
Mary, it's your phone.
Oh, yes. Text from Olivov. Olivov Smirnov, the famous Russian dissident artist.
Good morning.
People, Olivov Smirnov, the famous Russian dissident artist, is here.
Yes, that is right. Me.
Oh my God, Bridget. Bridget, you left your perch. Jesus, Mary, and all the saints, your man in the kitchen at the hippie.
Olivov's been right here undercover this whole time.
Duh, you will not believe what is going on.
You trim turnips so well, why bother being an artist?
His English got real good. Such a good teacher I must be, huh, Nora?
Yes, you are a very kind teacher. And Nora, your root vegetable recipe repertoire is unparalleled. So, you all know my Celtic healer, Bridget. We've come up with a plan. Listen, on exhibition night, we...
Hello, Mastichetsky? Well, this is Mary Ward calling.
The drippy poet? Not another word unless it is to come grovelling.
Well, we've had a change of heart.
Miss Jetsky. Gunter Hermelin here. I too am willing to accept.
Too little, too late. I found a batch of drooling young artists willing to jump hoops for exposure.
We'll jump through any hoops you want.
Well, fine. Maliki will drop off your uniforms and you can get yourselves to the new hall, ready to perform duties.
We did it! She fell for it!
Oh, oui, she's so rosbif.
Steady on, Agnes. I'm proud to be English, and Bridget is English too.
Oh, Barney, that's such a rosbif thing to say.
Excuse me, but I'm like totally like the least rosbif person here, being the only one that's actually a vegan.
Comrades, please focus. We've got to ensure the plan goes perfectly.
My